This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
Now, we want to move to another part. That's about Gentile Christianity. By Gentile Christianity, we are referring to people who are not of Jewish origin. Such another person is a Gentile, like you and I. Right? That is, you have this Gentile Christianity now. Where have they ended? Since you have learned that they were not included in the promise of the 12 disciples, that I'll take you back to my father's house. Right? These Gentile Christians, they were the ones established by Paul Apostle. Let us hear a little about them. Remember, I'm taking my time to explain to you, because these are mysteries of our life. In Gentile Christianity, they are teaching something contrary to what Jesus has laid down. They teach that believers are not saved by law. That is where the confusion lies. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. I want you to read.
Romans 6, 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace.
Is that not a failure?
It's an error, it's a failure.
Remember, the Jews say, these are they that keep the commandments and the laws of God. Now, we have come to another section of believers in Christ. They say, we are not saved by law. We are not under the laws of God. We are not going to obey the laws of God. No, just believe in Christ Jesus. Just believe. And then we want to see the outcome of this sort of ministry. If it's going to end the same place in the house of our Father of Jesus. Right? Will you like to know? All right. According to Acts of Apostle, chapter 16, verse 31.
Acts of Apostle 16, verse 31. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Just believe in Jesus, you shall be saved. That is the message, the gospel of the Gentile Christian. And we'll be saved. Just believe. We want to examine where has that sort of Christianity, Gentile Christianity, ended. That is what I want you to know in order to amend your ways. Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11.
Revelation 6, verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Verse 10.
Now, this is referring to the Gentile believers in Christ. You see? Most of them have been murdered and killed, just like the Jews believers. Right? Verse 9. When he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the soul of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony of which they held about Jesus. They were slain. You know, you have persecutions. Most of them that died, they never ended up with the Jewish believers. So it's dangerous to say you are following Jesus and you don't believe in the commands, the laws of his Father. It's taking you to perdition. Verse 10.
And they cried with a loud voice.
You find that they were crying. Number one, They were kept under a cooler, not in the Father's house. I know God will open your understanding.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because if you know the truth, it will save you. They were kept under a cooler, not in the house of the Father of Jesus. Verse 10. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long? How long, Abba? For these 2,000 years you have been kept here, neglected. Why?" God decided to cry. Why the 144,000 were jumping for joy? They were singing in the house of the Father of Jesus. Because I don't want you to miss the way they were saying, crying out for vengeance, not even for salvation again. Saying, we have been too long here. When are you going to take vengeance? We suffer, we die because of your name, Jesus. Why are we here? It's because they rejected the laws and commands of the Father of Jesus. So why, when are you going to judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on us? They were crying. Cry will not be your portion. Cry and weeping will never be your portion. I will thank God. If somebody is saved today by this message. Verse 11.
And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren.
You can see they are assured that time continue to remain in detention. They are in detention. Not in the Father's house of Jesus. Just take your cool until rest. Thousands and millions of Gentile believers will be slaughtered until they complete the number. And this is why you find persecution of churches, persecution of Christians globally. This is what this Bible is fulfilling. It's the fulfillment of these scriptures. He said, wait, remain, take your cool until the number of all Gentile Christians will attain the level. And you can see there's so much persecution going on everywhere in the world against the Church of Jesus. And against the Christians, you must know why we are suffering. Because it is miracle, miracle, miracle that the present day Christians cleave unto. Christ says they have been chosen for slaughter, for vengeance. Now, they are given white cloth just to, you know, to calm them down. Right. That is about the Jewish believers and the Christian believers. That is the final end of that Abrahamic religion, Judaism and Christianity. Now, what is it that Jesus Christ has ordained for you present day, either a Jew or a Christian, either a Celestial or whatever church? What is it that Jesus Christ has promised that you have to await, because you are not going back to where the Jewish believers ended? You are not going there. What is the special thing that Christ has provided for you to await? You want to know? He provided and promised people to await just two things for their salvation. He said, in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10.
After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
That is what Christ promised them. That's the only thing that Christ promised every one of you. Most people are believers, but they must know what Christ has promised them to await. The second aspect of what Christ promised the present day believers for their salvation is what we find in the book of John 16, verses 7 and 8.
John 16, verse 7. It says, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. Okay. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Verse 8. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
These are the two things that Christ has provided or promised you for your salvation at this end time. The promise of the kingdom of God upon the earth, and the promise of the another Comforter, the successor of Jesus, successor, who succeeds Jesus, brother and sister, I'm preaching the gospel to you. Both promise of the kingdom of God and the manifestation of the another Comforter are all fulfilled.
Our God reigneth.
Yeah, okay. So my mission, you are listening to the voice of the another Comforter. I'm listening to the voice of the another Comforter. Oh. I have been sent to guide all believers in Jesus into all truth and to prepare them for the second coming of Jesus. I just want you to listen to that deletion that Jesus is coming to lift us. Rapture. The very verse which they base their rapture on is that promise in John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. I go and prepare a place and I will come back to take you there. Jesus Christ is not coming. Listen to me, Jesus is not coming. He said that he will never come. I will send the Comforter. So I am the Comforter. If you believe in Jesus, believe also in me. I will send myself. I need to go and prepare our people for his second coming. If somebody is saying, Father, I thank you because I have come. Present day church is divided against itself. Christ says a house divided itself will not stand. They will not fulfill the purpose of God. That's why I've come. That's why the kingdom of God is set, is established.
Amen.
This is why the throne of God is established on earth. Here where you are. It's the city of glory.
Yes.
It's not a church. It's not religion. Okay. It's the promised kingdom of God. The power of Christ on earth. I thank God because God has said he's going to save you today. I thank you because you have saved already. Joy and restoration will be your fortune. You must be restored.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Into righteousness. I stop here.
Follow us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
You can also reach the Another Comforter directly through this hotline 080-33-777-996, 080-33-777-996.
Our contact address is
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.